Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Not Without My Sister, where today we're going to give you a little culture update, let you know what we've been reading, watching, consuming. But before we do that, you should know that we have a book club over on our Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister, where each month we pick a different book. This month's book is None of This is True by Lisa Jewell, and we'll be discussing that, well, at the end of the month technically, but at the very start of March, because February is such a short month. So if you'd be interested in coming along, joining a Zoom to chat with us all about that book and about things in general, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Beatrice, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. This is our first Zoom, right, that we're going to be doing?
This is our first live Zoom book club. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to all the various ways I must light myself, how many ring lights I will need to put in front of my face, blinded by the light as I discuss Lisa Jewell's book.
So tell me, what have you been reading?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I'm fine, thanks, Rosemary. There's been a cold snap in the weather again. I was really enjoying the lovely warm weather of the weekend. I went out. I took advantage of this to plant my 350 daffodil bulbs, came down the next morning and saw approximately 175 of them have been dug directly back out of the ground by some rotten little animal that made me want to go out and poison nature.
Do you think it was bunnies?
I suspect it was squirrels, but I didn't do that thing where I should have put mesh down on top of them, you know, when I planted them, like inside the ground.
Never heard of that thing.
Yeah, I was watching videos of it afterwards. But I didn't do that because also, like, I'd hate if I was digging up my garden and found loads of mesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a right pain. But anyway, so I went out, looked at the bulbs. They are frozen solid, so I can't even replant them right now. So I have to take them back inside and do my best to thaw them and then replant them. Yeah, so annoying. Honestly, maybe that was the most, maybe that was when I knew I matured, because I didn't cry, I didn't sob or scream or shriek or wail, or I just looked and went, oh, well.
Well, the good news is the Meadows Flowers and Finds, they're having their dahlia tuber sale at the end of this month. So we should go and buy some dahlia tubers.
For the squirrels, because they're hungry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, amongst all of that, so then the kids have started enrichment. So they've been in school until 4:45 and applying for a job, working on a presentation.
What's enrichment?
It's like after school activities, like different classes. Oh. So I'm trying to sign the three of them up every day, because otherwise you have to pick one up at 3 and one up at 4:45.
You know? Oh, yeah, that would be annoying.
But I can't really figure out how to do that because they don't kind of overlap. So today, two of them are doing it, etc. Anyway, so in all of this, I've been trying to find time to carve out time to read more, to read magazines in particular, which is something I don't do anymore. And I actually resubscribed yesterday to Vogue online.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I got the print and digital, and I felt like I know it's ridiculous, but I really was like, that's a good decision. Because I'd let my subscription lapse because I honestly just think it's stupid. But the Vogue site online has a lot of really good resources, especially like when I'm doing my portfolio and stuff. And they have now all the years of every runway show. I mean, they've had it for a while, but
I was just about to say, yeah, when I used to write about fashion, Vogue was amazing for having every single look from every single show for every single season.
But like, they didn't have resource. But they didn't have all the older ones. And now they have all the way back to like 2000, 2002, 1999 or whatever, which is amazing because it's very hard for me to find a lot of the images of the stuff that I did at Marnie or at John Galliano.
Okay.
So now they have not only, and when they did have them, they just had like the basics. And now they also have the detail shots, which are, you know, much better resolution. So I spent yesterday looking online at Vogue and doing that. And that was very enjoyable and also just kind of inspirational. You know, I was like, a lot of these things seem very relevant again, or you can see elements of it in trends that are happening, you know, elsewhere, or like happening with younger generations, etc. So it's interesting.
Yeah. I actually really like those ones on TikTok where you see like somebody going, oh yeah, I just found this in my mom's closet. I'm going to try and bring it back. And it's literally like something I feel like I wore 2 seconds ago. You're like, fuck off, you little whippersnapper.
I know. I did some online window shopping last night. Can you window shop online?
Yeah. Maybe it's called Chrome shopping if you're not on actual Windows.
Oh yeah. So I did some, I was on Safari. So I did some Safari shopping last night. Anyway, so I was on Jeffrey Costs. I was like, oh, I buy this, put this in my cart. They have lots of lovely polka dot stuff right now. So I was like, oh, I love a good polka dot. That's the 1990s kid in me, right? Or the Y2K kid.
I don't know. I'll stop you there now. I don't know if it counts as window shopping if you're actually putting things in your cart, though.
Oh, it was
I think
more...
that's a step beyond window shopping, like, because your intention is then murky.
No, my intention is to review them at the end and then decide if I want to buy anything and probably be scared off by the total in the cart, because let me see right now what's in my...
Oh, I hate when that happens, yeah.
So what's in
I put 3 12 packs of Diet Coke and an ottoman in my cart in Target the other day, and then I was like, £150.
Yeah, I have 2 skirts, a cardigan, a pair of trousers and a pair of earrings in my cart for Costa, and it's $862. So you see, that's immediately going to put me off. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, sorry, no, I have no job, not buying any of those things. Okay. I'll buy the $40 earrings.
I was just about to say, you don't need earrings. You also don't need any skirts. And you also don't need to be buying from COS in America when you could buy from COS, send it to mom and dad. It's much cheaper on the European site.
Really?
And then get them to bring it over next time. Yeah. It's like Zara. Zara in US dollars is way more expensive.
Get them to bring it over next time. I need these clothes tomorrow.
You don't. That's the problem now. You think you do, but you don't. Mindless consumerism. Listen, back to culture.
So what's interesting to me when I look at all of this fashion, so anyway, COS is looking very like I could wear it. And then Jeffrey Campbell, I was going, I couldn't wear this, but they're everything that I had in my wardrobe 20 years ago, right? All these shoes. I wouldn't, although I did almost buy a pair of furry shoes. And I was like, where am I going to wear these to? But they're in
From
my
Jeffrey
cart.
Campbell?
Yeah, they're in my cart and I'm going to send them to you later and think about buying them.
Now, I'm saying this with love. We are both too old to wear Jeffrey Campbell shoes.
Incorrect assumption. They had a very amazing pair of woolly, curly, hairy shoes that I shall be posting on the Instagram website for people to vote on.
Okay.
And I am buying
I'm going to put them up on the Instagram website right now for people to vote
on.
Okay. I'm going to find the most hideous pair of Jeffrey Campbell shoes.
No, they're the furry
these
ones.
Are the shoes Beatrice
with,
wants.
There's one with the ribbon and one without. And I actually am going to buy the
are
one without
boots
the ribbon.
No. Or heels I'll or sandals. What are they?
They're called Bow Down. Oh, no, they're not. Hold on. They're called Black Curly, which I love. Black curly, and then there's the other one that has no bow on it that I'm contemplating buying instead.
Have you sent them to me?
Oh, sorry, was I supposed to? I forgot. I got distracted looking at them again.
Jesus Christ.
I actually am totally buying these, so I don't even know why I'm consulting with you.
Anyway, sorry, get to the cultural point.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
So all of this reminiscing over Y2K, etc., has me just so enamored with all of these shows that are now back on TV. So I'm watching at the moment ER, and like I told you, I was watching LA Law. I'm just so delighted by all of their outfits. I said to Dad the other day, I think I'm going to buy myself a beret and wear it. Because they all look, they're all wearing these lopsided berets in the ER. Well, now they're also in Chicago, so they're freezing. It's snowing all the time. Dad goes, I don't think. Oh, he's not American. Dad goes, I don't think that would look good. Okay. Dad goes, I don't think that would look good on you. It hardly looks good on her, does it? And I was like, oh.
That's rude.
I know. It's just like, Dad, what would
but
Dad
But like, you're
know?
Not getting a berry.
What?
Like, Dad, obviously, no, you're not getting a berry.
I'm going to get you a picture of this berry after this, and you'll be like, that actually does look good.
I'm going to put that on the Instagram as well. Yeah. And ask people to vote. Yeah. Anyway, listen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you've been watching all these retro shows. Mm-hmm. I've also been watching a retro show for a change. Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
oh, yeah.
Which I've got back into watching with Brandon. But I'm also reading Evan Ross Katz's book, Into Every Generation a Slayer is Born, a series of essays. It basically goes through Buffy like season to season with interviews with the showrunners and the writers and the stars and stuff. And it's actually very interesting and really making me feel like this rewatch is going to be the most thorough of my life. On my 14th rewatch, I'm really going to get into it now.
Why don't you, are there podcasts about it? Why don't you do a podcast about Buffy? You're so in love
with
it.
There are loads. There's one called Welcome to the Hellmouth, I think. There's one called Buffering the Vampire Slayer. And I couldn't do one because Buffering the Vampire Slayer is just such a good name. I couldn't, like, if I can't name it that, I don't want to do a podcast about Buffy.
What's it got to do with it? It's all right.
Buffering Buffy. The Vampire Slayer,
I get it,
buffering,
but like buffering
the Vampire Slayer. What do you mean, what's it got to do
but
with
it? What does that mean, buffering the Vampire Slayer?
Buffering means loading.
Yeah, but I mean, so what? Who cares? It's grand. You could come
so
up with something better.
It's on the internet.
You're clever. You could come up with something. But there are college courses. Don't people study like Buffy as a feminist text?
Yes.
Yeah. As Dearne Ni Griefa would say. She would say a female text.
A female text is exactly what she would say. I also just finished reading a series of like terrible books by Tessa Bailey, because I saw somebody talking about them on Instagram and they said, oh my God, Tessa Bailey's books are like pure porn. And I was like, oh, sign me up. And I read this series about a family whose mom is a famous chef and she dies and she leaves them all a note that says, I want you to go and swim in the sea in New York on New Year's Day, like in honor of me. And so they all go on this road trip across the country to go to New York to do this swim. And there are four books, I think, and each one follows a different sibling and their kind of love story. And by the time I got to the fourth sibling, even I, Beatrice, was like, this is fucking stupid. I was just, the way, like, So I have talked about how I've been saying to Brandon, like, oh my God, listen to this. Why don't you think about me like this? And I've been going, Brandon, do you ever find that you catch my eye across the room and you feel a tightening in your chest and you just feel such a surge of love? And he's like, no, Rosemary. I'm like, and do you ever look at me and think blah, blah? And he's like, no, Rosemary. Anyway, in this one, I was just like, your man, it's like he's hypnotized isn't even the right word for it. It was like he would look across to her and like with this reverence, you're just like, this is just, I just got really sick of it. So now I'm trying to, now I've started reading another book called The Fake Out about an ice hockey player, but I'm going to get into our Lisa Jewell book. And then once I finish that, I'm going to stop reading books on my Kindle and I'm going to start reading the enormous pile of physical books that are in my to be read pile next to my bed.
Do you not think, like, if you're going out with somebody, are they going out, these people who are staring at each other, or they just want to go out?
Well, these two aren't going out, but like they met each other and they felt this incredible connection and they hug all the time. It's really weird.
Do you not think, like, okay, so say somebody's with you, you're feeling a connection. If you were like reading your book, you hate this. Like, if you're reading your book and you turn around and somebody was just staring at you, you'd be like,
oh, yeah, very annoying.
Like, you'd be like, what is wrong with you? Is there something in your
very
eye?
Very annoying. And also, these people, like, sometimes they catch each other's eye and they come over, like, they prowl over and they go, let's get out of here. I'd be like, fuck off. I'm in the middle of a conversation. Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like my kids. When I turn around, they're staring at me. Can I have something out of the fridge? I'm like, stop interrupting me, please.
And they never get their periods. And they all, let me tell you, missionary sex is just amazing for all these women. They're all coming left, right and center from the most vanilla, like 2 minute long sexcapades. It's ridiculous. If you could see Beatrice's face, she looks like a cartoon.
I'm just like, how did you go from me talking about my kids to like people coming left, right and center? Do you need
to connect? Don't make it weird. You're the one who brought your kids into a bit where I said he prowled over to her and said, let's get out of here. And you were like, just like my kids. You were the one being
weird. But there was no weirdness before that about missionary. Will you stop being weird? Anyway, back to me. I'm reading Wool by Hugh Howey. And I was delighted because Dad was here and he loves sci-fi, right? He loves everything about sci-fi. We bought Brandon a trilogy for his birthday, which I want to read next. It looks great. I picked that out. Dad goes, can't wait to read this. Looks absolutely brilliant. Then I buy this. I bring it home and I go, Dad, I bought this. Wool by Hugh Howey. And it says on the back, the first book, apparently it's on Apple TV, which I rarely look on, even though it actually has got good content and I should probably spend more time on it. Anyway, although I did watch a good TV show recently on it, name of which escapes me right now, but I'll find it in a minute. It's a bit long and boring, though. It's a bit like drawn out. The first book, it's also very dystopian. Anyway, the first book in the acclaimed New York Times bestselling trilogy, The Silo Series, Wool is the story of mankind clawing for survival. So basically the gist of it, I'm not that far into it. I'll say, the gist of it is like humanity lives in a bunker underground. The world outside is allegedly toxic, but is it? And then there are some strong characters. They're doing the setup right now for one person. Just when you misbehave, when you speak of going outside or whatever, you can't speak of it. It's treasonous. If you speak of it or if you request it, you're sent outside to clean. And cleaning is basically where you clean the filters outside or you clean the glass, because over time with the grime and toxicity out in the air, you know, the view from the inside becomes obscured. So this is, but this is also a death sentence. You're not allowed to come back in and eventually you will die outside, right?
Okay.
Or will you? So obviously this is the question, right? Will you, you know, is something sinister afoot? Are they really underground for the right reason, et cetera, is what I'm already wondering. Now,
you know what it sounds like? It sounds like that show, is it like the 21 or?
Yeah, No, the 21 is
what's
where
it called? No, not the 21. But you know the show.
Well, that's the 100.
Did you watch it as well? Where like the group of teenagers are sent to Earth from the.
That's the 100, isn't it?
The 100, yeah. Exactly. Yes, it sounds like a season in the 100 when they find this bunker full of people who've been living underground.
Oh yeah,
who've been
told
that they won't
that.
Survive outside. That sounds like that.
That's when they all started getting real sexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked that show until that season. It got really stupid. Anyway, it was a bit stupid. Anyway, it's very good. So far, I'm a little bit confused. I mean, he's obviously setting the scene, right? He's got three massive books to get through. And I'm going, this person's name is Mank, M-A-N-C-K. This person's name is Mark, M-A-R-C-K. So I'm like, who's talking? You know, what's going on?
That's confusing.
Yeah. So anyway, it seems very good, honestly. And I'm actually caring about the characters, which is, I think, something that matters to me a lot in a novel. You know, being able to actually empathize or identify in some way with all of the various characters. I think that is a skill. He's a good writer so far. Mm-hmm. Right now, it might get, who knows? Who knows? I wonder if it's getting further. Anyway, so I say to Dad, I hate dystopia. I go, what? Not my,
I'll tell you
my
now,
kind
I
of thing.
Understand Dad. You just don't understand Dad like I do. I understand Dad. You know what he loves? Sexy dragons. Those are the kind of books that I've been giving him and that he's just been tearing through. Sexy dragons. He loves them.
Poor Dad.
he likes like fantasy sci-fi. Likes a good dragon. Likes them to be like, there's a bit of romance in it. Wasn't he reading, like, I lent him my Kindle and then I looked over at one point and he was reading like Romancing the Rake or something.
Do you know what? Dad. Do you know what? Dad also, like, he always overdoes it. Like, he doesn't know how to stop. So he goes to me, have you read this book about this Lieutenant Admiral? And I immediately go, oh, right. He goes, it's kind of historical sci-fi. And I go, that's not even a thing, right? Because like, sci-fi is in the future. How can you be, you know, I'm like, Dad, that's a contradiction in terms. Anyway, so he goes, have you read this one? It's about the Lieutenant Admiral. It's about this Lieutenant Admiral. But he loves when women are in charge as well. And I have to admire that in him, right? He loves a good novel with like a female. Like, how many times I tried to trick him this trip. What's your favorite movie? Alien. Every time, Alien or Aliens.
But listen, heaven forbid that woman in charge get her period because he hates that.
Oh, Rosemary, is this on the main feed? He doesn't need to be listening to this. You better edit that out. Anyway,
I don't think he listens to our podcast anymore, Beatrice. I hate to break it to you. Mom does. I don't think Dad does.
Mom just reports back to him. She was, mm-hmm. In fairness, she plays it at extremely loud volume in the
next
room.
True. So you can't escape it no matter where you are in the house.
Unless there are kids running around screaming. Anyway, so I go, oh, sounds okay. And I'm thinking to myself, not really. Like, it'll be a slog. It wasn't a great book, right? But he goes, I'll send it to you. Didn't just send me one. He sent me 19. There are 19 in the series. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you know, do you know how off-putting that is? Like you said, I have so many physical books to be reading
that
here.
I could have told him now, knowing you, the maximum amount of books I could admit to you that's in a series is 3. And even then,
oh, that's already
I feel like
lot.
That would be too much pressure on your tiny brain. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You'd be like, oh God, that sounds too much like a plan.
Oh, I'm starting to feel stressed, yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I know. You need one book and to feel like at the end of that, that's the end and then you're free. You need to see your liberation at the end of this book. How many books are in that Wool series, though?
3 so far. Oh, then I listened to the Penguin podcast, which was very interesting, with Sir Philip Pullman being interviewed. And at the beginning, they said, oh, he has, you know, his Dark Materials trilogy. And then another trilogy, a prequel trilogy, which I wasn't aware of, called Dust.
Neither was I.
The Dust trilogy. I go to Dad, oh, I didn't know about this. I've read that. Of course I know all about it. I was like, what the hell? I'm not
what a creep.
Yeah, I know.
He tells us nothing.
But it was very interesting. They were talking about Sir William Blake, the poet, and just, I mean, very interesting, like made me think I should really go and read some more poetry, because it was interesting when Philip Pullman talked about poetry can't be read, like it shouldn't be taught the way it's taught. It should be spoken and felt, you know, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. I agree with them, because actually, like, I have a few poetry books and I have one by, of course, I have one by your one, Rupi Kaur. And I also have one by, I can't remember her name, the poet who spoke at Biden's inauguration?
Yeah, Amanda Gorman.
Amanda Gorman. Yeah, I have her book. And it's so true that if you open it up and you read it quietly to yourself, you're a bit like, well, there's like, I can't, you know, you can't just go from one poem to the next and you're a bit like, what am I even reading? But if you stop and you just read one out loud, that's when it's impactful. You know what I mean? Not when you're just reading. Even though when I'm reading, I do often find myself, like when I'm reading fiction, I find myself very transported to the time and the place. And I don't really see the words. Like I very much see pictures and I, you know, visualize the characters and stuff, but not with poetry in the same way. Like, I don't think you can do that so silently because it's all about the, cadence and it's all about the rhythm and the feeling of the words, even like the mouthfeel of certain words. Makes such a difference in how you interpret poetry. But I mean, I don't really like poetry that much, but
oh my God, I love poetry.
Sometimes to be in the mood.
The kids got a great poetry book for Christmas called A Poem a Day, I think it's called. I'll find the name. It's apps, but it's hilarious because all the poems like are very entertaining and kid appropriate. You know, it's like there were some
that's nice.
There's some about farting and some about skipping school and, you know, They're not as entertained as they should be, but that's mainly because they're not paying a ton of attention to me. I need to get them to sit down and listen, you know?
Oh my God, the baby yesterday, I don't know where we were like downstairs playing with blocks or something. And he suddenly did like a very deep squat and farted. And he looked, I've never seen him look so delighted with himself.
Well, another poetry classic, moving on, thanks for that. Another poetry classic that delights children, despite his, you know, own crap personality, is Roald Dahl's Revolting Rhymes. They absolutely love it, especially when Red Riding Hood. What is it? One eyelid flickers, she whips a pistol from her knickers.
From her knickers.
Never fails to get uproarious laughs, no matter how many times they've heard it. Now, I did actually contemplate sending it into the teacher. And then I was like, can't do that, right? No way. No way at all.
She wouldn't be into that. I was also just thinking, I used to love Maxwell's Silverhammer, that Beatles song.
Oh, God.
But then anytime I listen to it lately, I'm like, it's really quite dodgy.
Oh, so dark. So dark. And
but very, like, it was funny when I was a kid and I wasn't thinking about it too deeply. You know what I mean?
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer.
Yes, Beatrice. Yes.
Upon her head. I'm singing it for the benefit of anybody who doesn't know it. Bang, Maxwell Silverhammer made sure that she was dead. Boom, boom.
I'm also watching Manifest on Netflix, which I have started and come back to and started and come back to several times. Which I think means that it's not very good.
I've also started it and given it up.
Yeah, and I hate that guy. You know the guy who was a prince, who was the prince in Once Upon a Time? He was Prince Charming, wasn't he?
I also hate him.
The main guy, Ben.
And he's married to Jennifer Goodwin in real life, who now has problematic views. So I can't be watching that anymore.
Oh, she's painful. Yeah, painful. But yeah, and at the moment, it's like two women in this show fancy him inexplicably. And it's really, even the fact that like, so the premise of it is that they went off on this plane. The plane disappeared for 5.5 years and then it reappeared. But to them, it was as if they just went through a whole load of turbulence and landed. And 5.5 years has passed and nobody knows what happened. Right. That is more believable to me than the idea that these two hot women fancy
Rosemary,
Ben.
Women fancy weird, like dweeby men all the time.
I mean,
women
have no sense. Don't I know that from personal experience?
They don't have a sense of their own self-worth. Not always, but like a lot of women, unfortunately. The TV show that I was watching on Apple TV is actually called Invasion. It's huge, mega scale. Oh. It was very good, like really good graphics, you know, really creepy, but kind of now I'm going like, where is this going? It's getting a bit like, it's a bit like Lost, you know, like, where is this going? I'm on season 2, episode 5. So I mean, I've stuck with it, but I think I've stuck with it overly long for an overly long period of time now.
You know what? I have to say I'm a big fan of a limited series
mm-hmm.
for that reason. Do you know what I mean? That like you knowing that a book is over when you're finished the book and you don't have 19 other books to read. With a limited series, it's nice because you know that it's just self-contained. And even something like The White Lotus or True Detective, where each season you could watch independently. I like that a lot more now than something where I'm like, oh, I'm really going to have to commit. Like, I still haven't watched The Sopranos and I've never watched The West Wing and I've never watched The Wire. And now it all just feels too overwhelming because they have too many seasons. But actually on Apple TV, and it is a limited series, I started watching Lessons in Chemistry. And I've read the book, which I really enjoyed. You gave it to me, didn't you? And I really, really liked the book. And I've got about halfway through the series and I've had to stop. And if anybody's read the book, you'll know that there's kind of like a big plot shift that happens halfway through, like a, you know, like a big tragedy. And I feel like Joey and Friends when he puts the book in the freezer. I kind of just had to step away from it for a while, and I will go back to it because I was really enjoying it. And I think Brie Larson is giving a great performance, but I just needed a bit of a personal emotional break.
Well, I started watching The Buccaneers on Apple TV also. So having said
What's
I don't
that?
Watch Apple TV, I clearly do. It's the remake of Edith Wharton's great novel, The Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Now there was a version made 20, 30 years ago with one of my favorite actors. What's her name? Carla Gugino, one of my favorite actors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she was in the original version. And The Buccaneers, this one is about a gang of young women. Like, it's kind of, it's called The Buccaneers. It doesn't seem to have quite the same premise. It's like a lot more glitzy. It seems a bit like in the vein of The Gilded Age by Julian Fellowes. So it's like more dramatic and a little bit more glam. But when I watch it, honestly, I've only watched 20 minutes of it. And then I was like, I cannot watch this. Sumptuous, but it's like watching somebody on the way to their prom suddenly dropped into a period drama. They don't look remotely convincing.
Oh.
Now, obviously, it's colorblind casting, and I truly, like, I think that's great, right? That doesn't bother me. Okay, so that's not necessarily true to the period that it was in, but I don't think that matters. We can all, you know, we can all look beyond that from a, they're all actors. But just the, like, the way they're all shimmying down drain pipes to get out and see their beaux in the street. I'm like, no, this did not happen. They would have been immediately ushered to
into the Brontes would never have done this.
But they would have been ushered into the sanatorium, you know, and shamed for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, they're like, she's out in the street. Hey, are you ready for your wedding? I was like, off. Turn this off. So I turned it off.
So you won't be watching it again.
I will
even
not.
Though it's just been renewed for a season two.
I will not. I found it. Now, you know what? Maybe I'll watch it again. I'll take that back. Maybe I'll give it another try.
Never say never.
It just, it was real. You know what? It reminded me of Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, where it was kind of modernized with modern music and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was still true to the form, if you know what I mean. Like it was.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it was beautifully acted and understated. This just was very, it was like they were all knew that they were supposed to be tongue in cheek, whereas you're supposed to be unaware that you're in a movie, you know?
Yeah.
I did already mention Slow Horses, again on Apple TV. So obviously I do watch Apple TV. I did.
God, you watch a lot of Apple TV.
Well, no, I watched this last month and it was amazing with Gary Oldman and a couple of other actors who I can't remember right now. Oh, Kristen Scott Thomas. Is she in it? Oh, yeah, yeah, she is. And she is one evil government kick-asser. I mean, evil, and I like her, but it's really great. It is a phenomenal, extremely clever TV show in there. I think there are three series and maybe four in Britain at this point, so I'm waiting for that fourth one to come out. Really good, like really smart, really clever, really unexpected, a very bingeable television show.
Huh, and what else? Oh yeah, well, I also did just finish Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I'm obviously now watching Vanderpump Rules season 11.
I thought you were going to say
two episodes out so far.
I thought you were going to say I'm now converting to Mormonism. No. Did it tempt you?
No, actually, most of them, only one of them now is still a Mormon, is still a practicing Mormon, I think. One of them in season one was kind of like out of, like had one foot out and one foot in. And another one then in season two left the church. And then several of them have been excommunicated for getting divorced, even though their husbands have not been excommunicated. Mormonism sounds shit, but then again, all religions, to be honest, to me, sound quite equally shit.
How does this differ from any other male-based religion?
Well, Mormonism has the garments. That's the worst part about it. Having to put these garments on under your clothes, like little bloomers and a little cotton t-shirt, just seems like too much.
Seems like a lot of effort, especially like in Salt Lake City. Isn't it warm down there?
Well, they seem to film this almost exclusively in the winter, and there's a lot of skiing. So there's a lot of snow in Salt Lake City as well.
Well, maybe bloomers would help if I fell off my skis, pad my arse. Okay. Another thing that I'm reading that I had to put aside, and I was just getting into it, I had to put it aside to start to read A Ghost in My Throat by Darren Negrifo, which we reviewed in our most recent podcast, available exclusively to patrons on Patreon.
Ghost in the Throat, but yes.
Ghost in the Throat. What should I say? Ghost in My Throat?
Yeah.
That's because for most of it, I had a ghost in my throat. No. I would give you my opinion of it, but it's on the podcast, and you can certainly listen to it there. Was Audrey Shulman, one of my favorite writers' books, The Dolphin House, based in Florida, I think, in the 70s. And it's based on real experimentation and studying, and it's scientific studying that was happening on dolphins at that time. Like, it's a fictionalized account of version of it, but incorporates some of that same. So I think that's what I like about her as well. She's very, her books are very well researched and, you know, interesting, kind of like Margaret Atwood-esque. From that, not similar in terms of tone, but just the depth of research, or Hilary Mantel that goes in. It's always women, brilliant women. But I also got a comment on, I think it was on Instagram, from a listener who said she just recently read Ulrich Schulman's The Theory of Bastards on my recommendation. Thank you. And I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this book, but I would like everybody in the world to read it and agree with me that it was absolutely brilliant.
And what did this person say in the message to you?
She said she very much enjoyed it, and thanks for the recommendation. And she was...
Oh, that's great.
She thought it was very unexpected. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. And just a great book. It is just a great book.
Oh, very good. Okay, listen, before we wrap up, I just want to give you, so far, the results of our poll. Oh, do you want to know?
Go on.
22% of people think you should definitely buy the shoes, which means 78% of people think absolutely not.
What?
Those were the options they were given. Definitely and absolutely not. 78% of people saying absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Or did you post the right shoes?
I posted, Beatrice, these shoes.
Curly, I can't believe you little, didn't post them from a better angle. That was really
that
bitchy
was
of you.
Literally, Beatrice, go and look on the website. There are very few good angles of these shoes available. The
only Every angle is a good angle.
In pink. No, I couldn't find a good angle of the black ones. But anyway, the people have spoken. You're not to buy the shoes.
I'm absolutely buying them. Listen, I am my own person. Can't I say what I say? Can't I think what I think, as our aunt said
you
recently?
Can absolutely say what you say and think what you think as soon as you have a job. No, you can say what you say and think what you think, whether you're employed or not. But until you get a job, you're not allowed to buy those stupid shoes. Oh, she's looking very depressed.
If I had those shoes on my feet to look down to now, I'd be so happy. They would cheer me up in my unemployed fugue.
This conversation should have cheered you up until I got to that morose part at the end. Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. Like I said, get us on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Email us, notwithoutmysister@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram. Let us know all of your thoughts. What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Oh, we didn't say what we were listening to. But I'm basically listening to the same thing I've been listening to for the last 6 months.
I'm listening to country music in preparation for Beyoncé's new album. I'm listening to Carly Pearce. I'm listening to Alexandra Kay, I think is her name. And very sweet voices, lots of kind of Dolly Parton-esque. I'm listening to Trio by Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. And I can't remember her name from the 70s, but great music. And I'm also listening to, and I'm going to get it right, Lancome, Simply Lancome. What are they called?
I think they're just called Lancome and their album is called False Lancome, isn't it?
Right. That's it. That's who I'm listening Something to. Finally like got it right. Almost right. That's who I'm listening
okay.
to. Lots of country
Good job.
Yodeling. Now, right after this, I'm going to immediately send you the beret, which we will post online, and you will see that if not those shoes, then yes, the beret.
Okay, great. We'll see. Follow us on Instagram @notwithoutmysister to see the results of this poll. I'll save it as a highlight to our stories so you can see, even if you've missed it, what people voted for and against.
Thanks for listening.
Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.